Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
What if this isn't a climate crisis, but the greatest opportunity humanity has had in a long time? Lean Into Clean will explore and discuss with highly esteemed guests on what could be the new spirals for society, sustainability, spirituality, and social harmony. Perhaps we've all lost our way. Lean Into Clean will showcase how we might remember, refocus, and restore the natural ways so we can again live in balance and harmony with life on Earth and all its inhabitants. Welcome to this week's Lean Into Clean. I'm Jarvis Smith. This is UK Health Radio. How is everybody? I hope you kicked off the new year with a swing in your step. I know it's a bit tricky because the weather's not been great. We've had snow. We're up in North Yorkshire. Not sure what's going on where you are, but there is a lot of action happening around the world at the moment. I mean, particularly these fires in California, which have been absolutely devastating. I'm going to talk a little bit about some news that I think is quite pertinent to some of the climate action that's going on. And I call it action because I don't want to be really labeling it as a crisis, because I actually genuinely believe it's an opportunity that we haven't quite woken up to yet. But let's just talk about some news that went on to mygreenpod.com this year, only a couple of days ago. As you know, my background and my wife's background, Katie, who's the editor, we've been running a sustainability media company for the last 15 years. Every day we've written about the climate news, sustainability. And on mygreenpod.com, you can actually find the products that you want to switch to that are the least damaging to you and the planet. So that's what we do. But we also put loads of news out. This is a story that went out on January the 10th, right? Now, 10 days into the new year. And the headline is, richest 1% burn through their entire annual carbon limit in just, wait for this, 10 days. So 10 days into the new year, they have actually used up their entire annual carbon limit. This is the richest 1%. It goes on to say, the world's richest 1% have burned through their share of the annual global carbon budget, the amount of CO2 that can be added to the atmosphere without pushing the world beyond 1.5 degrees of warming, within the first 10 days of 2025. Now, The full article is there. Look, I don't want to be, thinking I'm educating you at all about this, because we know that the richest 1% have the most impact. The problem is that they are only the richest 1% because they have set up a bunch of organizations and companies and VC structures that we buy into. So although they are the richest 1%, we are keeping them rich by buying into those organizations and those philosophies. And yes, I am talking about the Amazons and the fossil fuel companies and et cetera, et cetera. So do have a bit of a mindful think about, okay, what can I change in my life that's going to stop feeding the money up to this richest 1% who are then using all of our carbon emission deficits in order, in most cases, to build rocket ships and take people off planet. I mean, come on, can't we fix this one? Surely that is a opportunity for us to think about that. So no blame, no shame, just a lot of love, and just reminding you to think about what you can do in your life to make some really positive differences. And if you're really stuck, go to mygreenpod.com and you can find out from there. Now, there's another article that I want to share with you without bombarding you, but this was the, goodness me, this was the following day's article. And this is a bit more scary, dare I say, a lot more, if we really look at it in human conventional terms. The title was Humanity is in Charge of Its Own Destiny, which I kind of just said to you. Copernicus, which is an organization that audits carbon levels over the year, 2024, so that's last year, was the first year officially to exceed this climate target of 1.5 degrees. We went to 1.6. So we have officially gone over the Paris Agreement by all the nation states and everyone that signed up to it. We are 0.1% over what we officially agreed to keep down. So that's how severe this is. The 1.5 degree level is the level where we understand that if we get to that point, when we go beyond that, we don't know what's going to happen. So it's a fact that we are now in a place of unprecedented climate response. That's why we're getting the weather patterns that we're getting. So, you know, it's not to put fear and worry in your consciousness, because there's enough of that around at the moment. But it's just to really shape that, okay, if this thing is happening, and clearly we are going to have to try and find a way to change our lifestyles, what do those changes need to look like in order for us to stay happy? What are those changes need to look like in order for us to stay committed to being able to leave a legacy or a beautiful world for our future generations? What do those changes look like in order for us to be able to get out of the bed in the morning and know that we're about to make a difference, so that when we go to bed at night, we have made a difference? That leads me nicely to today's guest. This is a walking angel, somebody that has come into my life in Dubai, of all places, when I was out there for the climate conference a few years ago. We ended up meeting. You know a lot about the organization that this person is kind of holding. I won't say running, because it's actually a very co-creative space. But this person is, in my world, somebody that has a vision for change and is holding space for that change. And it's an opportunity for all of us to understand and to feel into what these changes are that this person's holding, for us to be able to elevate our own lives and potentially be part of the co-creation of, dare I say it, a new world that we need to co-create. So today we have Michelle Narciso. She's the co-founder and CEO of the OMM organization. OMM is OMMM. Many of you that have been here listening to me ramble on over the last few months, you will have heard some of our ambassadors. And today we're going to talk to Michelle. Michelle, welcome, welcome, welcome to this week's Lean Into Clean. Thank you so much for joining us, because I know you're in New York and it's nice and early over there. But yeah, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. What an honor. And Jarvis, thank you so much for the beautiful intros that you give me each time we're on calls together. I could say the same about you. I think that you are a walking angel as well. And it's by divine design that we've met, you know, that our paths have crossed. And I'm really excited about all the different things that we're co-creating. And as you said, very much co-creation. So
yeah, absolutely. And thank you. Thank you for saying that. I genuinely appreciate it. Michelle, I'm going to, just so everybody can understand a little bit about your background, I'm going to read out your bio. Yeah. And I'd like you to listen to it as well. And then when at the end, we can just discuss it, what kind of sticks out for you at the moment. So let me tell you a bit about Michelle. With over two decades of experience as a global media executive, Michelle has demonstrated exceptional leadership and strategic acumen. Most recently, Michelle served as a senior vice president of strategy and business operations in music programming, talent, and events at Paramount Global, which is one of the biggest media companies on the planet, now Viacom CBS. In this role, she spearheaded high-profile projects, drove operational efficiencies, and curated music programming and events that captivated audiences worldwide, earning a reputation as a forward-thinking leader. Born in the Philippines, Michelle moved to New York City in the at the age of one. Her diverse culture background, NYC upbringing, and global work experiences have given her a unique perspective and a dynamic approach to business. Now, goes on to say, beyond her professional achievements, Michelle is deeply committed to personal growth and community building, which we're going to get into. She mentors and coaches female professionals, fostering inclusivity and empowerment. Her dedication to these relationships reflects her broader commitment to helping others reach their full potential, which is what we're also going to get into. And lastly, Michelle is also a devoted mother to her children, Max and Mia, and a loving wife to Joel. She aims to instill values of happiness, kindness, compassion, and curiosity in her children, believing these qualities are the foundation of a fulfilling and impactful life. In her spare time, I'm surprised you have any spare time, Michelle engages in initiatives that spread joy and positivity. Whether through professional endeavors or personal interactions, she strives to bring happiness to others, reflecting her core belief in the power of kindness and empathy. Her multifaceted career, culture heritage, and dedication to family and mentorship make Michelle a standout leader, inspiring those around her to pursue excellence and make a positive difference in the world. I mean, that is an awesome introduction. I could kind of just end there, leaving people on a high, but no, let's get into the detail.
Oh my gosh.
What do you feel when you hear that read out?
It's a bit humbling and overwhelming. I think about it, I'm like, are they speaking about me? It's funny actually that that bio was written for the most part before I ended up leaving corporate America. And but no, I love it. I think that there's a lot of things there that ring true.
Yeah, good. I agree because I've been hanging out with you for a while now, and I'm loving our time that we have together and the projects that we're involved in and the stuff we're doing together. Tell me about happiness. It's quite difficult to be, for many, to embody happiness, and I'm speaking very generally with all the stuff that's going in the world. What's your philosophy on happiness? How do you stay happy and keep your children happy and your husband happy and your relationships happy. What's the secret sauce?
For me personally, gratitude in everything, the fact that you get to do the things that you do. Just the other day, I had this thought that my laundry basket never empties. I am constantly doing laundry. And there was a moment where I was like, where does all this laundry come from? And then I sat there for a second, and this has sort of been my journey where I stop and I observe now the things that kind of maybe start to annoy me a little. And I ask, why is it that I'm being annoyed right now? And then I reflect on it. And something as small as doing the laundry, I started to think, you know what? There was a time where I didn't have money to buy clothes. I'm washing clothes for my children that I'm so lucky to have. There's extra clothes because they've both gotten into sports that they love and they're really healthy. I have, the ability to wash the laundry. I have a washing machine in my house. And as I kind of went through that list, because there was times where I would have to take my laundry blocks outside to wash it, and I'd have to wear my clothes many, many, many times before I even thought about washing it. And as I reflected on that, I thought, gosh, I'm really lucky that I get to do this laundry. And then all of a sudden I was happy. And I know that that seems like a really dumb example, but that's actually where it matters when you can apply that thinking to all the little things in your life. Because the reality is, we get to do everything that we do, and a lot of people don't. And if you put it in that perspective and you're grateful for it, life just becomes so much more beautiful, you know? And I and it's all a thought. Everything is a thought. You know, it's up to you. You can decide to be miserable about it, or you can just be so powerful and think, no, that's not the way that I'm going to think about it. And it changes the landscape of everything.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I think that's probably one of the most profound, you say, this may sound dumb. It's actually one of the most profound perspectives that and the simplicity and the beauty of it, and something so, mundane, like doing your washing. We do take things for granted. I love how you said gratitude. I really want to pick up on what you said about journey, but one of the just for those of you that are listening out there, you'll understand the relationship that Michelle and I have been nurturing. And it's this is that when we met, I remember telling Michelle or sharing with Michelle some of the information that I'd received through my kind of shamanic training and, the art of listening to nature and nature communicating with us. And I remember sharing with Michelle that, this thing that we're calling a climate crisis, it's not a crisis, it's the greatest opportunity, humanity's had if we can, switch the dial in exactly the same that you've just discussed about your laundry scenario. And I remember saying to you that, nature told me that, we don't have to fix anything, but at the very least, if we could at least be in the consciousness of gratitude and appreciation for everything nature has given us, to make money, to build stuff, to live well, all of this stuff, if we could at least just raise our vibration to gratitude and appreciation, she, Mother Nature, this conscious living breathing, will be able to shift the story and change things in a breath or in a heartbeat. And I remember sharing that with you, and you looked at me and you just went, "Yeah." And it was just such a moment. So that's going to be our kind of energy for this year, isn't it? That we're just going to kind of work on. And you are inspired me. We're going to try and reach as many people as we can to just remind them of this vibration of gratitude and appreciation. Because we are pretty lucky in the grand scheme of things, aren't we? I mean,
So,
how lucky are we from your perspective?
so, so blessed. And
Right?
I have had, what some people might describe as, challenging times, first generation immigrant to young parents, coming into a place where no one looked like me. My parents split up when I was young, made very little money. But I knew that I should be grateful because I had the opportunity to have the experience I was having. For every challenge that I faced, it was like, okay, this might suck now, but there's a reason for this. And lo and behold, there always is. There's a divine design to everything, and you've heard me say so many times of because we've also been hanging out with our dear Lamatashi Norbu,
He was a
that
guest on a previous show, I might add, so you can go back and listen to that.
I was raised Catholic, but I'm becoming quite Buddhist in some of my philosophies. The idea that there is no good and there is no bad. There things just are, right? And it's and everything is in your mind. It's your everything is perspective. It's how you decide to look at something. And so there are things that we some people look at and go, this really sucks. This is a challenge. Why is this coming into my life now? And someone else could have that same certain, that same circumstance and say, this is incredible that I get to do this. So I think it's all about perspective. And again, it goes back to the idea that this is, it's so powerful when you understand that, because that gives you so much internal power. You're not dependent on anything externally. It's just all how you think about it, and that raises your vibration and it brings different things to you, and it allows you to be more present. And it allows you to see opportunity. So, yeah.
Beautiful. Well, let's talk about the raising vibration. We're going to do that in a few ways. We're going to play some music. We are going to talk about your journey from, dare I say it, from corporate to gratitude, because that feels like quite a nice flow. But let's go to a commercial break. Stay with us. We're going to be back with Michelle shortly. She's going to tell us more about this secret sauce, this secret, not secret, but this kind of special way of living in the world with a smile on your face. We'll be back shortly.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm sorry we have to go to commercials. We always get so into who I'm talking to and then we have to have a little break, but it has to be done. This is Jarvis Smith, UK Health. I'm here with Michelle Narciso from OMM. Let me just tell you a little bit about, very quickly, what OMM says on its website. It says, OMM connects ancient wisdom, I've just covered over my page, excuse me a second, with modern wellness, empowering individuals to unlock their full potential, nurture their inner peace, and actively contribute to a more peaceful and connected global community. I mean, what a great vision that is. Michelle, I want to, before we kind of go into that, there's one thing I'd like to do is play your first song, because I think it will set the scene for our conversation. But just tell me a little bit about that. What does ancient wisdom mean to you, and you know, and modern wellness, and how to empower individuals? So just tell me a little bit about that before we play the first song.
Yeah, I think that there's, we should learn from history and we should learn from the wise. And I have really, you know, I've had this beautiful benefit of having beautiful people reach out and take the time to bring me into their worlds and teach me about their different practices and philosophies. And a lot of them stem from ancient wisdom that is, can really be practically used for, you know, the modern challenges that we have now. So it's really bringing some of that thinking back. I think we've, you know, that we've advanced significantly in certain areas, especially in the areas of, you know, technology. But I think what it's also meant is that we have lost a little bit of ourselves, our connection to ourselves, our connection to the planet, our connection to one another. And so a lot of the, you know, ancient wisdom and the practices that I've been exposed to has really been about quieting your mind and reconnecting with everything that there is. And there's many ways to do that. And so what we want to do with OMM is basically create a doorway to all of this beauty so that everyone can then start their own journey of finding their light and the things that they're grateful for. And, you know, the things that make them shift their thoughts to thoughts of happiness and peace and joy and safety, all the things that at the very core, you know, as we want love, right? So, and there's many ways to get there. So I have been really fortunate to meet a lot of people that are on that journey, and I want to connect them all. And
beautiful. Yeah, love that. So thank you. It just kind of sets the scene. So we're going to play your first record. Don't tell me why you've chosen this record, but tell us the song that we're going to play.
We're going to start the week off with the great Bob Marley, Three Little Birds, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
One of my most favorite songs, definitely my most favorite artist. This is Three Little Birds by Bob Marley. Such a cool record. That opening line, that rise up this morning, it's like, oh, yes. Why did you choose that song, Michelle?
Because it's important to not to worry and to be happy. And it makes you feel good. And you know, he's Bob Marley was a prophet, right? He was an enlightened being. And I clearly it's very aligned to everything we're speaking about this morning. I was just reflecting, you know, because we started earlier, we talked a little bit about the LA fires before the show and how devastating it is and how, you know, listening to someone saying, "Don't worry, be happy," when that situation exists is the tough one, right? And with all of the things that we have going on in the world. And so I was reflecting on how, well, how do I explain something like that? And I think the reality is that you can only do what you can do, right? And I think you there what we need to do is try to find the ability to separate the happiness and the personal satisfaction with what's going on externally. Because without that, then we end up spiraling and we get ourselves, you know, into worse conditions. So the idea of, again, shifting the perspective and understanding that it is, there's a reason that all of, you know, these things are happening. And then we accept that and we think about, well, okay, well, if you're very present in this moment, how do we, you know, divine the way forward so that we end up being in the best situation going forward. So there's this, you know, it's for me, it is really easy to reconcile the don't worry, be happy when you are having those tough moments, because those are that's the thing that's actually going to get you through, right? So yeah, anyway, it's a beautiful song. Thank you for allowing me to play it.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. And thank you for playing it. It's one of my favorites. Okay, so let's talk about your journey from corporate to gratitude. Why did you leave the corporate world? What was the turning point for you?
Let me start by saying that I had an amazing job. I mean, it was incredible. I met my husband at work, some of my best friends. You know, we have people over all the time now. I left my job in 2022 that left the company years ago or that are still working there. It was a really beautiful, formative experience. I got to travel around the world, and do really fun things and work on music and content. And it was really amazing. So I'm super grateful for that. But then the pandemic hit, and this New York City girl who really spent a lot of her time on the grind and the, you know, kind of your regularly scheduled programming, all of a sudden everyone's regularly scheduled programming paused. And a lot of people had time to, you know, to reflect and reorganize their lives in some ways. And for me, my husband convinced me to go on an RV trip, which is a big deal for a New York City girl who like was not interested in anything nature-based, other than yes, it's really pretty, but we don't need to sleep there, you know, or we don't, you know. And so he can, and my husband's from New Zealand, so this was something that was very exciting for him. And thank God that he did convince me. So something that was supposed to be 3 weeks and in a rented RV became 9 months. You know, we bought one and we traversed the US and then went down to New Zealand and did some RVing in the South Island. And I connected in a way that I just, and this is what I mean about bringing people along for the journey and people not really good people, but just not understanding all the things that are out there that can trigger you positively, you know, to grow in different ways. And that's what happened to me. I connected with Mother Nature, the beauty of it, the abundance of it, the power, the infinity of looking at the cosmos, and then realizing really clearly that we, you know, we're here for a very, very short period of time, and we're part of something. You know, we're really small, you know, kind of a small, this tiny, it's not even a particle in, you know, in the infinity of things, but at the same time we're connected to the vastness of it all, right? It's the everything is the nothing is the one thing. And I connected in a way that made me feel that a lot of the time, a lot of the things that I was spending my time and focusing on was no longer what served me anymore. And I didn't want to my I felt it was I did it for a long time and I have no regrets, but I was lucky enough to take a step away and do something different. And so So that's what I'm doing. I don't have a roadmap for it. I'm figuring it out, but I'm meeting really amazing people that it's the power of co-creation. Because that's the other thing. We all think that we need to have everything figured out. Well, what if this or what if that? Or like having a lack mindset. But really, when your heart is in the right place and your intentions are in the right place, and especially when you're in service to the whole, it works out. You put the right people into your your circle, and it's really fun too, when you're helping or in service. And so so I ended up leaving, and I mean there's a lot more to it. I don't know how much you want me to get into, but I had someone who's still at the company come over for dinner on Friday, and I couldn't imagine going back. It's such a different world now.
So would you say on a scale of happiness you're in a happier place now, or I mean is it quantifiable like that, or just different and therefore the difference is makes you happier? I mean, how would you define that?
I've always been a pretty optimistic and happy person because I always, now that I have an opportunity to reflect on kind of what are the drivers of, how I feel and just been the complete observer for myself, it is gratitude. And I realized that ever since I was young, I always found things to be grateful for, whether it was like I was late for school and the elevator came right away, or the lift, or I needed to cross the street and the light changed. Right? Like, thank you, God, thank you, God. Everything's like that, and so I have always been really grateful and happy from that perspective. I think what has changed for me now that's made me happier is the impact that I'm seeing that we're having on, a lot. There's the most gratifying thing is when you're seeing others benefit, and so for me that's making me really happy, and also just at peace when you really understand that how much power we have individually and really driving how we feel and not getting swept up in, the emotions or the media, what the media is saying for certain, like if they're positioning things in a certain way, but really learning how to ground yourself and controlling that part of you. And so I think those two things, being in service to others and seeing impact, and also really understanding the source of happiness has made me happier.
Nice, beautiful. I think it's I mean I love what you're saying. I'm wondering what our listeners are thinking to themselves about happiness, whether whether you've thought about what makes you happy and whether you could focus more energy into that happiness. It sounds like, Michelle, you've got this kind of natural ability or natural gift to really appreciate when things like as simple as the traffic light changing because you're late for school and you're able to run across the road without waiting. You've got this kind of natural ability to just be thankful to something like a higher power or like a connection to source. Or would you describe it like that? Of
Listen, we're all connected to source.
course we are.
All
Of
of
course we
us.
are.
All of us are. So again, it's perspective. I could choose to be really grateful for when, the light is not there when I need it to be there, or I could choose to be really upset when it's not there. But that, or when it's not there, I could choose to be grateful and say there must be a reason that this light is here. Maybe in that millisecond, I've been protected from something. And when you think about it in that way, gosh, it's so you don't worry. You're in trust. And you have, and then I think the other thing is, around perceptions that we have around control and, what it is that we control. The reality is we control nothing except for how we decide to respond and to think about things, right? So you have a choice. You have a choice to be grateful about something, or you could take the flip side of it and be miserable. And so it's really it's up to you how you want to think about it. I'm actually reminded of the story. I was reading, or maybe it was Thich Nhat Hanh, one of the books on Buddhism, and there's a story about, this farmer, and his main source of income is driven by this horse, and the horse runs off, and the neighbors go, "Oh my God, that this is absolutely terrible. You must be devastated. This is your income source." And the farmer says, maybe. And then, a few weeks later, the horse comes back with a bunch of other wild horses. And they come back, and the farmer goes, so the neighbors are like, "Oh my God, you must be so happy. Like, your horse has come back, but it's come back with more horses." And then the farmer goes, "Maybe." And then so then his son starts riding one of the wild horses, and then goes, and then he breaks his leg really, really bad. Just has to be hospitalized. And the neighbors go, "Oh my God, this is terrible. Your son was injured because, the horses." And the farmer says, "Maybe." And then a few weeks later, there's a war that breaks out, and they have to do a draft for the war, and they can't draft his son because his son has been injured. His leg doesn't work. And so they're like, "You must be so happy that, this happened to your son." And he says, "Maybe." And it's like, yeah. It depends. Like, everything happens for a reason, and it depends on like how much you want to zoom in or zoom out and how you want to think about it. You have a choice.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. I love that story. That's a really good analogy. Thank you for that. We're going to cut to another commercial break. We'll be back with Michelle just after this, and we'll get into, Om's vision. What is Om about? What is it hoping to achieve and access? So, stay with us. We shall be back with Michelle in just a couple of minutes. See you soon.
The station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. This is Jarvis Smith on Lean Into Clean. I'm here with Michelle Narciso on UK Health Radio. And I've really had a lovely morning so far this morning. Thank you, Michelle. It's just, it's uplifting always speaking with you because you've got such a positive is not even the right word. It's you've got such a happy outlook on life. Joy has been really kind of lost in modern society, hasn't it? It's been something that seems to have be very much alive in the children, but then when children get to a certain age, it kind of that joy and luster for life just seems to be, I don't know, nullified or dumbed down in many ways. So what is Om? What is Om trying to achieve in a space that is perhaps dumbed or numbed to everything that's going on in the world?
We want to raise vibrations. We want to raise consciousness in whatever form that takes, and there are many, but like a big part of what we do, for example, is also meditation. So as you were talking about, the shift that we have seen, it's because I think that, again, with the advents of technology, it's like I'm stating the obvious, everything that people know already, but we're all really busy, Like every, I just remember working in, obviously I worked in media, as we said, for a long time. And I just remember like how we shifted to the attention economy. And we talked about, not only did it matter anymore what your ratings were for a 22-minute episode, it all of a sudden became the micro moments when someone was waiting for an elevator, when someone was on the toilet, when someone is like in between meetings. Oh, I have 30 seconds. Let me check into my email, scroll social. There's no time anymore to, to be still. And it's in that, you just get so busy and you're running and you're running and you're running. And then you forget where it is you're trying to get to, And it's like, whereas the magic is in the slowing down, it's the coming to the complete stillness so that you can identify the best opportunity and the best direction and the best use of your energy and the best use of your time. And part of that is also taking the time to get to know yourself. You know, a lot of times people are told who they are, or, you know, this is the whole question of I am, and, you know, there's all these different identifiers, but it's like really getting to understand yourself and understanding what it is that makes you you, and what it is that ultimately brings you the joy and the peace. And like, and so it's taking the time, you know, to do that. And then the next step is when people can do that, you know, I, again, drawing from my corporate America training, well, we used to run these big projects, and my question was always, but how do you get people to care? You know, how do you get people to care? And it's going to be different for every single person, but the point is they have to care. And so if people are so worried about their safety, how they're going to pay their bills, how they're going to, you know, there's so many different things that our minds are really busy with that it's hard to care about the larger picture. So, you know, the goal with OM is to help to slow things down, help people to reconnect with themselves, reconnect with one another, reconnect with the planet. And when you do that, it's just, you become happier, especially like when you're seeing the, who doesn't love seeing results of their work, but seeing it and seeing how much peace you're creating and love and connection, that's powerful more than any P&L or like profit that you can make or what this is like. And so OM wants, you know, it's a beautiful journey. And we've met a lot of people, and we're connecting a lot of people that are in that space. And as you said earlier, we're holding that space for anyone that's curious to come and join us, and then take your place there to invite others to come and be in the space with us. And the goal is to bring heaven on earth. You know, that's what I want for my kids. That's what I want for everyone I love, you know, and that again is, it's a mindset. It's already here. And then what'll happen is when you're in that state, your actions are naturally going to continue to push things forward to that vibration and that state and that rhythm. And it's sort of self-fulfilling, right? But it's like we need a hard stop from where the pendulum is like swung so far one way. And we need to, you know, just like with cycles, you know, it's coming back the other way. And we want to help to amplify and accelerate that process and get people, you know, the ability to have resources and places and content and music that make you feel good. And then they come up with other ideas that you haven't even thought of. And then it becomes this whole network of beauty where it's this co-creation, and it doesn't depend on any one person's ideas or strategy. It's just everyone coming from a place of love and you know, just wanting everyone to be in that place. And when you have that, when everyone is, you know, everyone is very clear on what the target is and aligned, that's when the magic happens. It happens very quickly. You know?
Beautiful, beautiful. Anybody that feels inspired or touched or moved or saying yes, you can check out OMM, which is OMMM, O and three M's presents.com. Go to OMPresents.com. There's a little sign up form there where you can just add your email address, and you will then be informed about things that are going on. There's quite a lot of things going on for OMM this year. There's going to be concerts in Times Square. There's going to be retreats in the UK and in the US. There's going to be a big concert for the climate conference over in South America, which is in Brazil this year. And there'll be a music concert on the borders of Bolivia. I mean, there's a lot of stuff
There's
going on.
the peas
There's the
and
P Awards, of
the
course, which is OM is a proud now partner with the P Awards, which is my little baby in our 15th year this year, which celebrates sustainability champions and disruptors.
Congratulations.
And thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, thank you for coming on board with us and partnering with us. So, what from your perspective? In fact, should we play your next song? Because this might be quite a good moment, and then we'll have maybe 3 to 4 minutes at the end to just talk about a bit more about the deeper vision of OM. So, tell us about the next song that you've chosen.
We're going to keep on the Bob Marley track. And the
Yes.
song is One Love.
Great. We'll talk about why you chose it afterwards. Pretty obvious, I think, because it's such an amazing tune. This is One Love by the brilliant Bob Marley. Yeah, sometimes I wish this show was a visual because we were all bopping along to that tune. I hope you were at home. Michelle, how does it make you feel, that record?
Amazing. I could just use the lyrics as the mission statement on our website. It is. It's one love. It's one heart. You know, I mean, I was just looking at the lyrics again, you know, and they talks about having pity on those whose chances grow thinner. And then there's the idea of compassion and, you know, and patience and holding the space and no judgment. Because at the end of the day, you know, we've all had our own journeys and we're all learning. And we're all just doing our best in the way that we've taught. And you know, we from certain perspectives, we all live in different bubbles, and it's very easy to judge someone based on your own context, but you never know. So it's just like it's one love, it's one heart. Let's get together and make it all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
That's
I do.
it. I'm going to change the mission statement on the website. Was going to need to get some permission, but yeah, for sure.
Well, I mean, we've got connections, as you know. Bob Marley's lead guitarist, Junior Marvin, plays on my album, the Phoenix Rose album, and so you know, anything is possible. I love your mindset and your heart open-heartedness to anything is possible. It's such a great philosophy. Let's talk a little bit about. We're coming to the end of the show. It's always a shame because it just flies. But
Goes
let's
so
just talk a
fast.
little. Huh?
It goes so
It
fast.
doesn't it? Doesn't
I
it?
love
And
it. I could
now
talk to you for hours, Jarvis.
what?
You know,
Yeah.
we do talk for hours.
We do. We more or less chat every day, which is great because you're in New York and I'm up here in the countryside in Yorkshire. So it's yeah, it's a real polarized environments that we live in, and yet there's a mutual love and respect and appreciation. So, but no, let's just use some of this time. Tell us a bit about what's going on for I know I've talked about the events and stuff, but it'd be nice for people to hear it from you. So what have people got to look forward to from this year?
Thank you. You mentioned most of it, but we have an Earth Day concert in Times Square. We have a peace in April. We have a Peace Day concert also in Times Square, which we had a very successful one last year, which we had the which we actually had got on a radio show right after, which was beautiful. We had the
Yes,
beautiful
we
event
did,
come
didn't we? The
back.
next day, that's right.
It was just such an incredible time. And you know, Times Square is a really important place for us because, you know, sometimes people just happen upon us, and that's the, you know, it's sometimes it, this it's a divine design. And obviously it's a very powerful platform, and it's at the crossroads of the world. And if you can find peace in the middle of all the chaos there, then that's a feat in and of itself. Obviously, your awards are coming in June, and we're looking to build a surrounding festival around that. A huge concert at the border of Brazil and Bolivia for COP30. And there's, you know, each of our ambassadors are all doing individual amazing things. We have our yogis, who I believe have both been on the show, and they're launching a My Temple brand with pop-ups and some products. We've got Lamitashi, who's on a global tour, to just, you know, bring peace and suffering for all sentient beings. You, Jarvis, are also quite busy. We have, you know, we have a ton of different ambassadors that are coming in, and we're going to be updating our site to reflect like all the different programs that they're doing. But you know, it goes anywhere from these big things to the one-to-one connections that we have as well, where you know, I find that I'm probably being the most impactful when I have people over for dinner and we're shifting, you know, a lot of their thinking, and then they're asking, how can we be involved? And then it ends up becoming something bigger. So while we're talking about, you know, some of these big things that help to attract other people and do things for the quote unquote brand of OM, the real power is helping people to shift their thinking and integrating it into their daily lives and conversations. So we're doing everything at all levels. There's a lot more to come. Yes, yeah, stay tuned. Become part of the community.
Yeah, do come and join us at onpresents.com. And as I said, I am, yeah, I mean, as Michelle said, I'm an ambassador. There are other amazing ambassadors, and more people get connecting with us. And Om, for those that are not 100% what Om is, Om was the beginning of creation. The Om, which is the kind of Hindu, and actually many other Eastern countries as well. The Om symbolizes the beginning of creation. It was the first sound of creation. It was the beginning. So this is Om maybe 2.0. So come and join us, ompresents.com. We're going to play out, Michelle, with a song. I hope you don't mind. It's a song that we use a lot, actually, around the Om movement. It's my tune, Save the World by Jarvis Smith, featuring Rita Mora, who's a beautiful Indian UK singer. And the song is to raise money for Fridays for Future, Greta Thunberg's movement. It's for the most affected people in areas. So if you get a chance, stick this record on your playlist. We're not going to play much of it because we've only got a little bit of time to play it out. But Michelle, you've been an absolute dream to have on the show. I'd love to have you back on after we've had a few events. Thank you for being here in your presence, in your stillness, with your happiness, with your love and joy. We've really loved having you on the show.
Thank you, Jarvis. Thank you. Anytime.
Absolute pleasure. Enjoy this song. Much love to you all. Have a super week and just be omming wherever you are. May that be your mantra. See you
Yes.
next week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.